Good morning. Aren't you enjoying the Christian Christmas music? It's so beautiful. The old and the new. I love it all. I love music anyway, and I hope you do too. Well, when I got up this morning, this verse just thrilled me as I thought about it, and I hope it does something for you today. It's called the Joy verse. Yes, we say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. I hope you're that way today. Just to be able to get up in the morning is wonderful. Well, every day is a great day for me because I get to share the Word of God with you. Well, are your Christmas decorations all up by now? I must confess that I had a small, I mean really small part in decorating my house this year. I was so busy working on my messages and counseling and making calls for my pastor. And oh my goodness, my schedule seems to be filling up more and more all the time. But anyway, my daughter just took over and did it all. I'm so thankful. Well, let me continue on today in the subject. To this end, I was born. I'm in the process of trying to convince you of who Jesus is and why he did come to earth. If you miss out on that, you've missed the Christmas story. That's right, and what it's all about. So really, you know what? This all stimulated from a grandmother who shared with me that her young granddaughter asked her, "Grandmother, who is Jesus?" And she is bound and determined to teach her granddaughter all about it. So I thought, well, if children are asking, parents and grandparents need to know the answer. So if you'll stay tuned, I'll give you the answers from the scriptures, and you can share it with your children. So if Jesus were here on earth today, he no doubt would be asking you that question. Whom say ye that I am? You see, your entire destiny depends upon this very pointed question. And Jesus asked this very question of his disciples. This question was so important that it was repeated in Matthew, Mark, and the Gospel of Luke. Christmas time, of course, is the time when we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But do we realize who the babe in the manger truly was and is in our lives? So let me go to the scriptures and read from the New International, Matthew chapter 16, starting at verse 13. I have my Bible open in front of me, so I'm going to be reading to you what Matthew wants us to know. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Well, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" And Simon Peter spoke up and he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. So let me review that a little bit, where Jesus asked this question, "Whom say ye that I am?" Jesus and his disciples were, as I read, in Caesarea. They had just left the shores of Galilee, where Jesus had been teaching and ministering to the people. The chief priests and the scribes were following him everywhere, and they were constantly watching every action and listening to every word he said. You see, they were trying to find something to bring charges against him. And Jesus was so weary and tired, so he took the disciples and went away from the crowds, and they traveled north. It was a beautiful area, and this place was the source of the Jordan River, and nearby was the snow-capped mountain called Mount Hermon. The place was very quiet and restful, and he'd been alone and praying with his disciples. And of course, Jesus knew that his hour of trial was very soon, and he knew the testing that the disciples would have to endure. He wanted to deepen their convictions and to confirm their faith. So in the quietness, then he begins to ask two questions, one after another. This was the question: whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? This was certainly not an easy question for the disciples to answer, because they said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist, risen from the dead." You see, it was Herod and his followers who believed this, because Herod had murdered John. And then others said that Jesus was Elijah, for Malachi had promised that Elijah would be the forerunner of Christ. Malachi 4, 5, and 6, in case you want to look it up. The people were blinded because they were looking for a secular king, and they were too blind to see that John the Baptist had come in the spirit and power of Elijah. Plus, they were too blind to see in the scriptures that Jesus the Messiah was to come. They looked for a Messiah who would come in a glorious splendor and mighty power. They actually had no clue that sweet, humble Jesus was to die for their sins. Then there were others who said Jesus was Jeremiah, one of the prophets. It was most interesting to me that not one of the disciples acknowledged that they heard anyone say that Jesus was the Messiah. Just think, after all of the miracles that the people observed and all of his wonderful teachings, they just didn't get it. At least the disciples told the truth with their answers, and of course Jesus asked the question to get the disciples to begin to confirm in their own minds who he truly was in their lives. Then Jesus follows with the second question: whom say ye that I am? In other words, what do you think? Then Peter, bless his heart, he spoke up for the rest as usual: thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I really believe he spoke that with gusto. Peter was mistaken as to the office and work of the Messiah, for he expected Jesus to reign on the earthly throne of David. But for sure, Peter knew in his heart that Jesus was the Messiah and was so great, and he added he was the Son of God. Jesus responded by saying, "Blessed art thou, Peter. Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." Today I want to ask you that same question. How would you answer if Jesus asked you that? You see, your future and all that relates to your life and your relationship with others can and will be influenced by that answer that you would give. Let me ask you, do you believe in your heart that Jesus was and is the divine Son of God? Or are you full of doubt and unbelief? We're living in a day when everything in the Bible is questioned. Modern education is possessed with never-ending questions and never-ending doubts. Everything spiritual from the Bible is being tested and questioned. I'm reminded of that verse found over in 1 Corinthians 2:14. Here's what it says. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The modern world says that Jesus was just a man, a good man, yes, an upright man, a moral man, an honest man, a pure man, a godly man, but just a man. That's not enough, is it? So let me ask again, what do you say? If you were asked that question today, what would be your answer? Would it be the same as Scrooge? Bah, humbug. Oh, my goodness. And would you add to that, oh, Christmas is just a commercial promotion? There wasn't any baby in that manger. Do away even with the word Christmas. Just go ahead and say holiday. Forget Christmas, the word. You see, I was heartbroken when I listened to an evangelist out on the street asking questions of the general public. There was a young, middle-aged, and older people that were out there on the street being interviewed as they were walking along doing their shopping. The evangelist stopped and asked this question, "Do you believe in God?" Only one out of the whole day of interview answered yes. All the others said no and added that this world wouldn't be in the mess that it's in if there truly was a God. Little did they dream that they were part of that mess and making it happen. How sad. So let me close the broadcast by saying I truly believe that God was and is Jesus, God in the flesh. He said he was God. If this is not true, then, as the Bible says, he would be an imposter and a liar. The scriptures prove that Jesus was truly God, and on my next broadcast, I'm going to give you some biblical claims and disclaimers in the Christmas story. And Jesus is asking again today. He wants to confirm your faith, for he truly is, as Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.